Okay, this guy's name is Lachain, first name, last name D as in David, Ever, Dever. 12/28/85. And today's date is the 29th. This is the 80 some, I'm sorry, this is a 39-year-old black gentleman, lives at home with his mom. He has a history of hypertension, morbid obesity, sleep apnea, had a gastric bypass some time ago, but he's gained most of the weight back, period. His recent blood work showed a blood sugar within normal limits, A1C of 5.7, and vitamin D slightly low, period. He does smoke, but not on a regular basis. He's originally from Dayton. He has what's called the Blount's, B-L-O-U-N's disease, which causes his legs to bow out, B-O-W out. And he was, which has caused him to be homebound and chairbound. He was told he needed surgery, but because of his medical condition, he's not been able to have one. Allergy, none. Surgery, gastric surgery, medical problems, hypertension, hypothyroidism, COVID immunization, none. Patient medication, Atenolol 100 milligram a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day, lisinopril 10 milligram a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day. Again, review of system. He's chair bound, bed bound. He's short of breath. He moves very little. He looks like he hasn't taken a bath for a long time because of his obesity. He needs help. He has edema of the lower extremity, most likely multifactorial, related to right-sided heart failure and his sleep apnea, period. His O2 sat 100% on room air, 79 pulse, blood pressure 160 over 98. He doesn't remember if he took his medications today for his blood pressure. Heart pulses, pump pulses, two lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft. Lower extremities 3+, bilateral edema, neurological non-focal, no evidence of abnormality on his neurological exam assessment. 38-year-old young man with history of 39-year-old young man with history of hypertension, poorly controlled non-compliance. Edema of the lower extremity related to heart-sided failure, most likely pulmonary hypertension, secondary to severe sleep apnea, untreated. He also has history of hypertension, and recent blood work showed his thyroid, his blood sugar, and his chemistry within normal limits. That was almost a year ago, period. Thank you.